is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is you do, do though. I'm happy that you are doing that do and that you have decided to do that do with me. Let me take care of some housekeeping early because I'm going to open the lines. I have a what I assume to be a huge show plan for tomorrow. And I don't think y'all are going to get phone calls in, so I'm going to open the lines now. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, although I have some things that I want to talk about. And you know the rules. I don't need to hear about alien landings or how Dr. Fauci is creating a conspiracy theory to turn us all into robots. I think Instagram already did that. I also don't need to hear about how Bill Gates and the 5G is going to turn all of us into people that are molecularly radiated and kind of just apathetic to the will of whatever it is the whims and fancy of rich people are. I don't really need to know about cosmosis or quantum science. I don't, you know, so like regular things, right? Like if we could just talk about regular things, that would be okay with me. All right? Now, I know regular for some of us is a relative word and it could be wide-ranging, but let us try to see if we can keep a general context with regard to what we deem regular. The phone line's already beeping. I haven't said anything yet. But right out of the gate, I want to say a special shout out to my good friend, Chef Simeon Hall, who's being featured in an edition of the Bon Appetit magazine. And man, and listen, one thing I like with when you got big time friends, two things happen. One, you get autographed copies of stuff. And two, they show you where really fancy places are to eat at. So he showed me this very fancy place to eat at this morning. I don't know. I'm going to just call it Place X for now. And who knows? I might actually be popping in and out of there quite regularly just to see if they was just showing off because Chef was there. And so I'm going to go back again. This was pretty decent. I had me a wonderful ham, egg, and cheese croissant with freshly squeezed orange juice. So fresh that they squeezed the rind and all. You ever see such a thing? They put the orange go in the machine and disappear. No more orange. All of the whole orange is inside the cup. Isn't that amazing? That is something fantastic. Mama used to tell me don't eat the orange rind, but obviously people have figured out that you mightn't be able to eat the orange rind, but you could certainly juice the orange rind. And dun, 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 dun. And Chef told me this. Now you have all of the nutrients, in the actual flesh of the orange, but you get the oils from the rind, which helps to keep you even healthier. And I have not yet fact-checked that to see if it's completely true. What I will say is it sounds good. It's provocative, and the people love it. It makes them go crazy, all right? So I got my signed copy this morning. Then if you're watching me on the app, because you can watch me on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And of course, there's video capability there. So if you are watching, I think I'm on that camera right there. You see it. And it says, to one of the smartest people I know. He's just so benevolent to me. I don't know what I've done to earn such benevolence on behalf of Chef Simeon Hall, who is the son of Bishop Simeon Hall, by the way. Let me say a special shout out to his daddy, the bishop. You know, I think he would have been a good clergyman as well. I think he would have been a good clergyman. Although I get that his temperance appears to be Anglican when I speak to him. You know, he wears the big rope wood chain. All he would have to do is put a crucifix on it and bam, he'd be halfway to becoming an Anglican priest. So Chef Hall, thank you very much. Good morning. Thank you for the morning. The other thing I want to talk about is, why is outside so warm? Wasn't it just snowing Saturday? Wasn't it really cold Saturday night, Sunday night? What is happening out there? I thought I was going through menopause on my way into the studio. It's just sweats coming down my back. All kinds of crazy things are happening. I don't know what's going on there. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, the numbers, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Those are the numbers that you can call me on. You can text me on 422-4796. And like I said, it's kind of an open line. We can talk about some things. I am going to talk about the little girl today, though. And I hope the point that I tried to make on Monday was proven. Before I do that, though, I also have to remember that today is the birthday of someone that's very special as well, Doria Poitier. I don't know if I'm allowed to call her age on air, but I know she celebrates a birthday today. She is the same Doria Poitier from Stevenson, Kett Island, because all Kett Island people need to know you're from Kett Island every time you call your name. So you have to call your name, and then what settlement you're from, like you're taking attendance or something. It's maybe like a Kett Island handbook somewhere. I'm not sure. It's a Kett Island thing. I don't know where they get it from. You know, I'm from Auckland's, but. So Doria Poitier from Stevenson, Kett Island. She has a birthday today, and I just had to make sure that I say happy birthday to her before I go on. Now, let me see who on the phone. Let me talk to them quick. Good morning, caller. You're on.
God bless you. Morning, Levan.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, man. I'm blessed. Thank God for life.
Mm-hmm.
JT calling in today.
Hey, JT.
Yeah, man. Several things. First of all, you would have might have remembered it yesterday. Was the 7th anniversary of the death of Pastor Miles and his wife and church family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the 20th of this month makes 43 years since my grandparents, Alpheus and Reed Ann Miller, from Orange Creek, Kett Island,
okay,
had been murdered here in Nassau.
Wow.
And when I tell you they were brutally murdered, I mean brutally murdered.
Wow.
And to this day, nobody went to jail.
Wow, that is such
a tragedy. Moore got hanged for that. Two of the sweetest people you could have ever met.
Mm.
And, you know, every year I tend to mention their name, if only to honor their memory.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were very wonderful influences in my life.
Wow.
So I just wanted to acknowledge my grandparents again, Alpheus and Reed L. Miller. 43 years deceased from Orange Creek, Kett Island.
Alpheus and
By the
Reed
way, L. pardon?
You say Alpheus and Reed
Alpheus L. and Reed L. Miller.
Mm-hmm. Alpheus is Auckland's name, but go on.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They were actually from Orange Creek, San Salvador.
Okay. Yeah. There's a big dispute about whether or not San Salvador is in fact Kett Island.
But with all due respect, Levan, on that point, quickly though, the name San Salvador was removed by an act of parliament in 1926, I believe it was.
Yeah, I'm telling
by,
you. A
by
lot of
our
my,
parliament.
A lot of my very close affiliates are Kett Islanders. And yes. many of them say that their grandparents, if you look at their birth certificates.
Yes, exactly. Wedding certificate, birth certificates, graveyard stones and all of those things. San Salvador, remember one time ago, Little San Salvador, which is now Half Moon Key?
Yes.
Yeah, it used to be right there. I used to wonder why that was.
Hmm. I don't know, but that's one of those things that is in our history that hopefully we get to one day document well enough.
So incorrect.
Yeah, so that people are able to actually tell the true story.
Yeah, the Indian name of Kett Island was Guanahani.
Guanahani. Mm-hmm.
The Spanish name that Christopher Columbus gave it was San Salvador, mm-hmm. And of course the current day name that the British gave it is Kett Island.
Kett Island. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, what I wanted to mention to you is, in regards to these new rules that are going to be legislated
mm-hmm.
after the COVID-19 regulations fall away on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we have to be careful and be safe and be wise and be prudent. But Levon, what sporting event in this country can survive with wherein the spectators and the players every game has to be tested?
I don't know, but remember now, one of the policies of this administration is that they intend to move towards free testing, JT. So hopefully if they figure that policy out, then you understand what I'm saying?
Free testing is fine, but my thing is, free testing notwithstanding, who's going to go through the arduousness of getting tested freely, even it might be every time they have to go to a game?
Sports enthusiasts, you know, there are people that I know that have committed their lives, particularly those fellas that hang around the slow pitch field, right, which has been closed down for a bit because of renovations. Mm. But if you know those old timers, man, listen, they don't care if their house burning down. No, if their house burning down, don't call them. Call the fire truck. They can be at a slow pitch pit.
That's just how much in love they are with the sport.
Yeah, and so you find that people that are enthusiasts about a thing, don't let
nothing stop.
Yeah,
Mike.
Things don't hamper them.
Yeah, I mean, that is good to hear because I would love to see the normalcy of life come back to some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But these COVID-19 regulations wherein you have to be, oh, man, I mean, I find it a little frustrating
mm-hmm.
that the powers that be who sit down and think about these things aren't, in my humble opinion, more forward-thinking than they are because, I mean, eventually, people are going to get tired of having to be tested, and they're going to either do one of two things.
Mm.
They're going to either not go to games, or they're going to go to games without being tested.
Yeah. Well, so, I think, JT, we miss a lot of early opportunities. Interestingly enough, we have a new set of eyes and ears and brain power considering the problem. I think that if we had better footing earlier on, we would be in a different place, but we are not. And so we are where we are. We will work the miracles that we can with what we have, you know, before us, right? So if all you got is water, we got to figure out a way to turn that into wine. That's kind of what we have for right now. All right, so let me tell you what I want to get to, because I tried to warn the entire society on Monday. I don't know if you remembered my show. I said on Monday that, you know, there was a massive outcry and a big hoopla over the most unfortunate event that had happened to the young girl over the weekend, right? And there had become all sorts of stories and adjacent stories that purported to tell what was the situation with the girl. And it was repeated so much, right? It was repeated so much that the English language calls the word apocryphal. We have said it so many times that we have now accepted it to be the doctrine or the truth. And it wasn't. I mean, we had no substantiated fact, no press statement, no anything. All we saw and had was speculation circulating in social media, and we allowed that to put the entire society in uproar. Now, there are things that we have called for, sexual offenders list. I see ministers of the government have made proclamations in their social media spaces, and what I don't think they understand is that they are no longer private citizens. And just as it was improper for Donald Trump to be tweeting his emotions, it is improper for cabinet ministers to do the very same thing. And it's because everything you say, once you take public office, becomes a public pronouncement. Once people can hear it, it is now for public consumption because you hold a public office and are no longer a private citizen. All right. And that is why people are paid what they are paid to live in public life. It is because you are paid to be guarded in your speak and in your thought and in the way you make pronouncements. So we did this whole thing where we massaged the emotion of the Bahamian population with the most egregious thing that could ever be visited upon a child. All right. Only to now have the Royal Bahamas Police Force actually issue a report suggesting that the cause of death for the child, albeit the child is dead and that is a tragic atrocity, is blunt force trauma and that there were multiple fractures. Nowhere in the report I have seen was there any mention of sexual assault? Now, I will say this. I think that the folly of this incident rests squarely at the feet of police public relations. And I know y'all are going to think that Mr. Audley Peters must be a whipping boy of mine, but I have to ask, why would a police force allow pandemonium to kick up? I'm sure they all have WhatsApp on their phones. And if they don't, I'm sure that the police has a cybercrime monitoring unit that monitors at least several social media platforms. Then why would they permit this to go on and to be exacerbated in the way that it was if they knew better? Why would the police force allow the angst that was caused by the reporting of this child being sexually assaulted? We then refer to every single thing in the world, right? We then refer to every child that's been molested in the Bahamas since Woodge Rogers was here, because we feel like somehow the society is getting no better and all these other things, when in fact, we didn't really even have information. People are now calling for the head of the Christian Council, who, if you ask my opinion, I think took a very measured approach. There was no official statement. What is much to my chagrin is that the Prime Minister has made a statement. His wife has made a statement as the spouse of the Prime Minister. And there are women cabinet ministers that have also made statements. And I cannot understand how were we doing this in the absence of information. How are we talking about an incident as people in public life before we knew what was happening? And the only persons that could have told us, and this is what I tried to get us to understand on Monday, in order for our society to get any better, we have to understand that we are so young a society that there are things that are considered vile today that weren't vile when our parents were children. And we also have to build a culture where people are so altered by policy that they understand what to do when there's a sexual offenders list created. Where to go. That your internet is for more than porn, WhatsApp, and Instagram. And unless we build a culture around that through policy, we could put a sexual offenders list up every day until the rapture come. It would make no difference. No one. How many functions of government are there readily available on the internet that Bahamians have absolutely no clue about or how to work them? And if you don't think that's terrible, how many online banking facilities exist right there online in a template that many, many, many Bahamians either do not know they exist or do not know the intricacies of how to work them? So unless we are talking about the promulgation of billboards that are larger than life, all right? And we're talking about mounting them on roundabouts with people's names and pictures, which I think would be quite awkward. Because while I'm trying to create awareness in my society, I don't know if I want to create a boogerman society where young people and tourists and everybody else just gets to drive around and see 20-foot billboards with the pictures and faces of people that you suspect of being offenders, because not until the man is convicted is he in fact a sexual predator. And depending on who he is, depending on how he's charged, while his offense may offend you, his charge may not even be of a sexual nature. And so if the man is charged before the courts for abuse of a public office, how do you then put him on a sexual offenders register? And so we've got to figure out the kind of society we want to build, you know. I don't agree with very many things Hubert Minnis ever says outside of the fact that his name is Hubert Alexander Minnis. That's probably the only thing that he says that I believe or agree with. But I do agree with him when he said sometimes the internet is a terrible place and people get bad information from there. And I think that that is what we allowed our society to become susceptible to or to succumb to over the last couple of days. It is an egregious offense that a four-year-old is dead for any reason but for some natural cause or act of God. Please do not hear anything other than that this morning. But what I'm saying is, We've got to build a society where as we adjust the policy, we adjust the behavior and the culture of a people that are quite comfortable living in the society that they've built. I got to go to a break. Anyway, 323-623-2325-431-6325-4259. And I also want to go a little further because I see there's another police report where some young man was stabbed by some woman who alleges that he sexually assaulted her 12-year-old. What's interesting to me is there's talk about the young man being arrested. There's talk about the young woman being examined. Except this is bonanza, and we just all could draw for our chopper now. I anticipate that they took that woman away from there in handcuffs. Because you do not get to wield the stick of justice. It's not yours. It belongs to the state. And if all we're doing is playing cowboys and robbers now, then let me know early because I need to get my six shooter. Don't move. Leave a mail. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259 when I get back.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Peace of mind. Hey. Find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Let me read this statement from the police, Royal Bahamas Police Force. It says, police are investigating complaint of a stabbing and unlawful sexual intercourse. Police were called to a resident in the Southwest New Providence shortly after 1 p.m. on the 9th of November, 2021, where a male was found suffering from stab wounds about the body. Preliminary reports are that the adult male is suspected of sexually assaulting the 12-year-old daughter of his girlfriend at the residence. This allegedly resulted in the girlfriend stabbing him. Officers arrested the male and transported the young girl to the hospital to be examined for the alleged assault. Investigation into this matter continues. So let me get this right. We get to the scene. There's somebody here with stab wounds. He's arrested. I hold no water for this suspected perpetrator. But he is exactly that. Suspected or alleged of perpetrating this act. We know that there is a set... And don't get me wrong, the law gives the right to actually kill somebody if you catch them in the act of rape. But something about this just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know if this is the society I want to live in. And if this is where you all want to live, then I need to know why. Because that concerns me. I think as long as he wasn't dying, he should be shackled. As long as the child was already safe and carted off in an ambulance, sent with a guardian, a trusted guardian, then she should be shackled as well. Because this assault, I mean, his action doesn't give her the right to act this way, is all I'm saying. Don't get me wrong, if I catch you doing something to my children, they may very well, the police guy can't carry you from there. Feel you have to come, all right? But I do that comforted in my own mind that I am prepared to sit in the backseat of a police car. Is all I'm saying. And if that is not the society we are building, then I'm very fearful, and I don't know, maybe I need to check Justin and see if he could get me one of those fancy little visas to the place up north. All right? Let's take some phone calls. Come on in, caller. You're on. Yeah. Hey, caller. You're on. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy you made that point just now, because I was going to ask you, if you came in and you still found someone in the app with your child,
mm-hmm.
what would be your reaction? You would go temporarily and say...
No. Let me make it abundantly clear. I intend to kill them.
Exactly. And that was the point I wanted to make with you. But the mother, after the daughter is, she goes and comes to charge and off to the hospital or whatever, after all of that stuff is done, right? The police will, I'm sure they question her. Okay? Mm. As far as charges or whatever, they'll take it from there. But if it were my child, or whatever, I caught you see with your own eyes. And I don't care if that child, anyway, I can't say I have to be explicit like that on air, but, you know, if it were my child, you understand, I would maybe react, because you I think you black out.
I don't disagree.
Coming on the heels of what just happened, you know, what just happened over the weekend.
I don't disagree with you, caller. All I'm saying, though, is as people who wish to live in an ordered society, we cannot celebrate anarchy.
Does that make sense to you?
You cannot see because I always make a reference to a lieutenant commander that I served along with while he was in service. He says, if you do this today and they don't stop you, you could do that tomorrow.
Yes,
if her stabbing her boyfriend is reasonably justified because she feels like what he has done has created such an offense, then what stops somebody from stabbing you when they feel like what you've done has... Justice, the stick of justice, is the state's to wield and not any one citizen. You agree?
I agree. However, the circumstances that we are in right now, and when you compile with the fact that it's been happening and it's happening and you see it, and like I said, the end result that can happen to your child is innocent. That's a child. You understand? I mean, I don't think it's a matter of celebrating, right? But it's a matter of the, like, and I said, we need to take this further. The laws needs to be, we need to see, people are trying to now, like I said, what you call it, justice?
Mm-hmm.
It's never right. Mm-hmm. It's never right. But sometimes you have to look at the circumstance that caused persons to act and do the things that they do. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's take another one. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, there? Morning, Carly. You're on.
Hey, morning.
Good. Turn your radio down.
All right. I was just listening in. And the first point I want to make is that you said, why wasn't there a report issued?
Why did they take so? They have issued one yesterday. My question is, why did it take 4 days amid all of this speculation, with all of this stuff going on in social media, with all of the uproar on the radio shows and on the everywhere, and all these people issuing statements? Why did it take the police force 4 days to issue any kind of a statement?
Okay. Well, in reference to that, you have to wait on an autopsy report.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You wouldn't want anyone to be issuing any kind of statement if it isn't true.
Sure.
All right? Now, second thing is that we, as Bahamians today, we look at Facebook, and the first thing that goes onto Facebook is gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bahamian people love negativity. Now, we did not know that the little girl did not suffer the heinous death that everyone was circulating around on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it is now. You have thousands of Bahamians commenting, sending pictures around, and saying things that are not true.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the mind of Bahamian people have become so warped, and that anything that goes on social media, we believe. Mm-hmm. And you said that even persons in office made statements.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't understand how could you be making those statements if you don't have any valid proof of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to understand is that the times that we are living in now, that anything that circulates in social media, that is what we are going to go by.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So it's not surprising to me that everyone ran and said this and had that to say. But we have a lot of unintelligent behemoths that go to Facebook every day posting things that they have no idea about. So when you said that you didn't get a report from the Royal Barons Police Force, you have to understand that officers go on the directives of the Commissioner of Police.
Sure.
There will be no statement issued unless the Commissioner of Police issues that statement or authorizes a statement.
Okay, so I have one question before you continue, right? So what about what do they do, preliminary statements? Our preliminary investigations are as such. There is, in fact, a matter being actively investigated by the police where a four-year-old has met a demise. Investigations are ongoing into exactly what was the cause of death. Once the department has ascertained what, in fact, did cause the child's death, we will report to the public, but we advise the public to please allow us an opportunity to gain the facts. And once we find out the facts, we will report to you the facts as they are found. It is always better to be ahead of the story than it is to be now trying to catch the story. And I agree with you, caller. This isn't just a behemoth thing, you know. People often tell me that they don't know why I'm Christian. It's because the book that Christianity is attached to is so wonderful. Matthew 24, 10, 11, and 12 says, "And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And I believe that is the world that we now live in. People are just craving, are cold because of the iniquity of the world. You hear my music, that means I'm going to the break. Don't move, it's Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, we'll be back.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleash today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Levon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleash today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Chenet's Chesapeake Road Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Tent. Get your Christmas trees in pink, frosted, green, or white in a variety of sizes. Musical Christmas LED and laser lights. A large variety of tree ornaments. Lighted angels and Santa tree toppers. Bright and lively colored Christmas balls in all sizes. Garlands, wreaths, tree skirts, stockings, and lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Chenet's Chesapeake Road. Check our selections online at www.chenet's.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Let's go straight to the phone lines. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can call me on those. 422-4796. You can text me on those. On that, sorry. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, 52.
Yeah, I have two quick points. You know, I want you to help me out on something as a fellow Anglestonian, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Cat Islander, right?
Mm-hmm.
But firstly, that last caller is on spot. You know, this is something I'm going to share personally, you know, because I really don't. In the 2000, it's like around early 2000 up to 2009, I had a fiance, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had her own house, and so I used to go there a lot, and I would sleep there sometimes, and then we would travel a lot. And so there was a situation that came up. A friend died and left a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so the child, somebody was molesting the child, right? And so she had two sons and a daughter. No, she had three sons and a daughter. And so she came at my house one day questioning me, you know, like I was upset. So I say that to say that anyone can be accused of doing something, right? And so I was so angry that when I tell my parents and my siblings, and they was like, because they know me, because I go over the house load of nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is anyone can be accused of anything. Mm-hmm. And so I thought the last call was totally correct, because come to find out, subsequently, it was one of our sons that was molesting a girl. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she even asked me was upsetting to me, and that was it. You understand? So from then, you want me to tell you what's happened? I don't want no one stepchildren around me, because I didn't put myself in that position. You understand what I'm saying, Mr.
Yeah, Miller? Yeah, no, I completely get you, 52.
That's what it has cost for me. My fiance, she has a stepchild. I don't want to get close, because that's the way it is. I mean, I could carry them out and wait, but I don't be on that level. But another thing, Tyson's and McDonald's, my family on Cat Island side, mm-hmm. straight, right? So listen, you know, I don't know Joe Bett, Kobe or whatever, they're having a problem with, I know it's Cat Island, but mailboat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were said that the boat, you know, the boat mailboat is called Smith's Bay, right? Because of the dock, they need to dredge because the boat is too high.
No, because the other dock is built too high, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the boat up to go to Exuma and then go to Cat Island. So I was thinking about the elderly people and the inter-island commerce and the impedance of the commerce. So maybe, I don't know, the government could get Gilbert Morris or you or Warren to get someone to come in and try to see how they could facilitate inter-island trade, because it's really about commerce, and see if they could quantify it, because it's affecting the people. You know, and I know I hear you say you're from, you got some roots in Cat Island, right?
My good friends are there. I'm an Auckland.
Yeah, well, I think I could go with the contemporary name Cat Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we could ask Christopher Davis to explain why they call it Cat Island, or Dr. Chris Curry.
Okay.
But look into the mailboat situation for me, Levan, because it is causing a problem. You know what I mean?
All right.
People building and doing things. All right, bless up.
All right. Text right here says, "Good morning, Levan." I love the way that they ask me these questions. Good morning, Levan. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Sorry, I'd like to ask you a question. When you die, can you still be looking down and smiling from heaven? What are your views? I know that we go back to the dust. I always wonder why pastors say at funerals in their sermons. I feel it was so wrong. It is so wrong to say that. If you are dead, how can you still be looking down from heaven and smiling on us? I think you may have a point here. It says, "For we are dust, and to dust shall we return." But I think there's the part in there that says, the part that says, "The dead in Christ and rise, and you who are caught up and remain, or who are alive and remain, will be caught up to meet him in the sky." So I guess they assume that somehow we will all be caught up one day. But that is for people that do not die, because I do not believe everyone will die. Text right here says, "Was that babbly? I feel like it was a little babbly." But you get what I'm saying. You are correct, Levan. This is what really bothers me. Anytime it comes to men, no one cares. Anything goes. Then they beat that man to pieces. This disgusts me. This one here is, "But did they rule out sexual assault? They gave the cause of death. A blow killed her. We don't know what else was done to her. And we ought to wait until we have facts. The matter will be ventilated. And when it does, I wish the full extent of the law in whatever regard he has violated the law is exercised toward him." Until then, though, the man ought to be cloaked in his innocence, draped in his innocence until such time as we can prove otherwise. I will say the same way the U.S. government has recognized the damage that deliberate misinformation attacks on Facebook has on the society. There is one particular Bahamian tabloid news site that needs to have serious controls put on it. It should be used as an opportunity to muzzle free speech. Shouldn't be used as an opportunity to muzzle free speech, just deliberate and consistent bad information. Okay, this one here says, "Great show as usual. It was cold, now it's hot because we mess up the planet. Tonight it might hail. I won't be surprised. Also, please don't get a six shooter. This is 2021 going into 2022. Get something with a clip or a magazine." Well, if we build in the Wild Wild West back, I feel like a six shooter would be the appropriate tool. "Leaving the police can't issue a statement until after an autopsy." The police can issue a preliminary statement. Why can't they? They do it all the time. Didn't they just issue a preliminary statement in regards to the man that was stabbed? Isn't that preliminary investigations have bore these facts? We are investigating further. Why couldn't they do the same thing with the four-year-old? "A man is innocent until proven guilty, Miller. I must confess, your approach and tone sound like you're defending the bad guy. I hear some men, especially young men, call each other dog, my dog, my dog. So they act like low-down, four-foot nasty, abusive dogs or beasts. Men, get your talk and walk your actions in life right. Try Jesus." Okay. This one here says, "The baby girl was raped, period. NASA only so big. People know people in places like the hospital. I hear you, and until I am found guilty, I ought to be seen as innocent. Morning, Levin. The report from the police is absorbed because it is coming after the prime minister made his statement along with what was determined on Friday, according to the dad of the four-year-old, Bella. One has to look at who the perpetrator is related to, similar to little Marco Archer's case. Examine the timing of events and reports from Grand Bahama. We are listening. Thank you very much, Grand Bahama. And that is interesting. Once the prime minister speaks, technically nobody should speak behind him. This one here says, the body does go to the dust. The rapture reunites the body and the soul. Remember the rich man looking up from hell and wanting to warn his brother. I assume since God could build Adam from dust, if our bodies go to the dust, he could put us back together just like Lego. Okay. Mr. Miller, we make a lot of noise when we have these crimes against children. I commend Mrs. Janet Boswick, who put action to this problem during her public life. We need more proactive and not reactive people. I agree. And we need policies that shape the way people behave. Let's take another phone call, Kermit. Good morning, caller. You're on. Hey, caller.
Yeah, good show. You know, at the spur of the moment, anything could happen. And, was this 14-year-old complaining about this all along when you investigate and find that out? Because then they all are participating in this act.
I don't know. All I know is it's the 12-year-old. The 12-year-old was taken to hospital, according to the police report. The young man was arrested. But there's no report about what happened to the woman that stabbed him. And so that brought great concern to my mind. Because, see, you know, I've lived a lot of life, right? Believe it or not, I don't know how it happened to me. I just happen to have lived a lot of scenarios. And there was a time that I dated people that had very young daughters and needed to go to work. And I was there. And their daddy wasn't around. I would have hated to believe that someone thought that they couldn't leave a child with me because somehow I would diddle them. I mean, it's not even conceivable in my mind, right? Like, I couldn't even begin to paint the picture in my head. It didn't make sense to me. And so I would hate for some little green man on the shoulder of her mother to talk to her as she walks in this house and stabs me to death because she assumes that, I don't know, somebody, I don't even know. And next thing you know, they find out that I'm innocent, but who's going to unstab me? We cannot build a society where we become comfortable, particularly with perpetuating violence against men out of fear. That is the point I'm trying to make. Should men be held accountable? Yes. We should also hold women accountable because some of y'all rapey bad. I ain't lying. Especially y'all old ones. 48, 9, 50, y'all is concerning me. Y'all have massive sexual aggressive tendencies. And we teach boys that it's okay to let this woman offend you in this way. Because if you complain something's wrong with you, what do you mean? What do you mean? She touches you. You ain't let her touch it. Right? But while we are building our society, we've got to build policies and programs and put together legislation that will alter the way we see things, that will alter the way people behave. And I'm telling you that if we allow vigilanteism to become the norm, where when the woman juck up the man, we say, that's your beastie, she should have jucked you in your neck. As much as you think it, that's not the society I'm sure you want to live in. As much as you feel it, that's not the society you want to live in. You want to live in a society where when a court says a man is guilty, you feel confident in him going to the gallows because you know that that matter was thoroughly ventilated and this is the penance for the crime. Equally, though, you want to live in a society where if the court says, we find no fault with this man, if a jury of his peers say, after we have heard the evidence, we cannot conclusively say that this is the man that committed this crime, then you ought to be equally as comforted in your heart and in your mind that that man is an innocent man. And this whole notion of, what you mean? You know he do it. My friend, I say to you, but for the grace of God. Because sometimes the only difference between being decent and indecent is being caught. If truth be told, and some of us had to be followed around with a camera every day of our lives, there would be so many things so many of us could not explain to the people that see us as decent. And I'm not holding or toting water for anyone. I am not in any way co-signing any kind of violence against women and children. I'm just saying that we cannot build a society where abuse matters against a woman, where abuse matters against a child, where abuse matters against a dog. But it is collectively and inherently accepted that if you abuse a man, we ought to just let that matter rest, sunny die, hogwash. And I do not want to live in that kind of society. And the very thought of it makes me cringe. And that is something we've got to collectively agree upon, that if we are going to live here together, we are going to respect the spaces of each other. I oftentimes say the reason why you do not die at the rate of speed of 60 miles an hour every single time you go down Prince Charles Drive is because we have collectively, internationally accepted that this white strip of paint, I will not violate at any, under any circumstance. And that is the same level of respect that we ought to have for one another in the spaces that we share. Text writer here says, morning, Levin. Our society is becoming deprived. Remember, when a pastor was convicted and jailed for molesting a young woman, he counseled. Now he is out. Now he is out. Have a church with a bigger congregation. Isn't that amazing? I want you to go and check and see what he was charged with. This here says, you realize the Bible story 1,000 times better than the Lord of the Rings? I guess. I've never read the Lord of the Rings. You better preach. What you're saying will never come from a pulpit with an effeminate pastor. This one here says, Mr. Miller, what 12-year-old girl said he was fooling with her from last year? That 12-year-old girl said he was fooling with her from last year. She should have said something to her mother. It would appear that she was hiding it. However, her mother caught both of them in the act. The mother was not wrong for doing what she did. This one here says, question. Today is whether the Bahamas is still corrupt and the timeline matters 1,000%. A late statement create deeper concerns. Speak up, Bahamas, and protect the truth from Grand Bahama. I agree. And the fact that I don't know what Audley them was doing. Audley Peters them. I have no clue. I have no clue why y'all would allow this thing to turn into a wildfire. The prime minister that makes statement, Lisa Ramen then makes statement, Jobed Colby Davis then makes statement, Anne Marie Davis then makes statement, and I hear from the police. And y'all cussing out my good friend Bishop Delton Fernandez saying he ain't say nothing. What y'all want the man say? The police ain't say nothing yet. Anyway, that's my time. I'm leaving. Miller, thank you so much for joining me. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. I know you know, the whole world knows. They do that all day, so don't move. They've got the news. That's next.